This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi everybody, it's Eliza back again on The Happy Hour, and today we are recording a book review. I am a big fan of the YA or young adult genre. So today I'll be reviewing a book called Hush Hush by Becca Fitzpatrick, which is the first in the Hush Hush saga.
What made you decide to come this year? You. The impulse to feel scared pounded through me, but I told myself that was exactly what Patch wanted. Standing my ground, I tried to act annoyed instead. Still, it took me a moment to find my voice.
The story follows Nora, who has not particularly attracted to the boys at her school, not until Patch came along. With his easy smile and eyes that seem to see inside her, she is drawn to him against her better judgment. But after a series of terrifying encounters, Nora is not sure who to trust. Patch seems to be everywhere and knows more about her than her closest friends do. When she tries to seek some answers, she finds herself near a truth that is way more unsettling than anything Patch makes her feel.
The truth was, I never felt completely alone. Right after my dad was shot to death in Portland while buying my mom's birthday gift, a strange presence entered my life, like someone was orbiting my world, watching from a distance. At first, the phantom presence had creeped me out, but when nothing bad came of it, my anxiety lost its edge. I started wondering if there was a cosmic purpose for the way I was feeling. Maybe my dad's spirit was close by. The thought was usually comforting. But tonight was different. The presence felt like ice on the skin. Turning my head a fraction, I saw a shadowy form stretching across my floor. I flipped around to face the window, the gauzy shaft of moonlight the only light in the room capable of casting a shadow. But nothing was there. I squeezed my pillow against me and told myself it was a cloud passing over the moon, or a piece of trash blowing in the wind. Still, I spent the next several minutes waiting for my pulse to calm down. By the time I found the courage to get out of bed, the yard below my window was silent and still. The only noise came from tree branches scraping against the house and my own heart thrumming under my skin.
I kind of stumbled upon this book by accident. I was listening to Twilight at the time, and with RNIB books, you get a little thing at the end say, if you've enjoyed so-and-so book, then perhaps you'd be interested in authors who've written so-and-so. So this book, when I started it, I was confused. I was like, what is this? And then when I really took the time to sit and read it, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. The concept of, you know, angels and humans and Nethels who are immortal. And I'm like, if I can fall in love with vampires, werewolves, and other worlds, then this is something new to me as well. When the main protagonist, Nora, does some digging of her own, she finds out about fallen angels and the kind of concept behind it.
He was lying. Everyone went to school. There were laws. He was lying to get a rise out of me. You think I'm lying, he said around a smile. You've never been to school. Ever? If that's true, and you're right, I don't think it is, what made you decide to come this year? You. The impulse to feel scared pounded through me, but I told myself that was exactly what Patch wanted. Standing my ground, I tried to act annoyed instead. Still, it took me a moment to find my voice. That's not a real answer. He must have taken a step closer, because suddenly our bodies were separated by nothing more than a shallow margin of air. Your eyes, Nora. Those cold, pale, gray eyes are surprisingly irresistible. He tipped his head sideways, as if to study me from a new angle. And that killer curvy mouth.
I think it's something that resonates with teenagers in high school. I personally didn't go to a mixed school, but I know that the idea of your teenage years being that you kind of go on dates, meet, interact with boys, and that first chapter really summons that reality that a lot of adolescents face. And I just found it funny and enjoyable. Although we kind of associate it with YA, I think the romance within it is very similar to Twilight. It's a lot more mature compared to other YAs like The Hunger Games, The Fault in Our Stars, Divergent. You know, that the romance is, it's not as clean, if you like. Patch and Nora's chemistry isn't instant. It's very gradual, and it's almost like tearing a leaf apart and revealing the many inner cross sections through layers and layers of secrets. If you're interested in reading this fantastical, mysterious novel, then you can visit readingservices.rnib.org.uk. Just need to type in Hush Hush or Becca Fitzpatrick. Either search should work, or you can merge the two together. It's completely up to you. Book is 9 hours and 25 minutes. It's narrated by Julie Rogers, who I believe narrated the Hunger Games books. This is obviously a saga, so the following three books, Crescendo, Silence, and Finale, are available via the RNIB library in Braille. Or if you also have access to Audible, then you can get access to them there. I hope you enjoy Hush Hush as much as I did and find pleasure in escaping into an alternative world. And happy reading!